Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Romano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Houser fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stigman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Hauser goes all the way around to score. Green moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Verhals goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins scores. It's 4-1. Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Verhals reaches third base with a triple. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan juggles the ball. That's an error on Donovan. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Hall steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Twins. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Allison moves to second. It's 10-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Adcock. Allison scores. Mincher moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 3 in the game. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to third. Allen moves to second. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to second for the out. Mencher scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Allen scores. Ver Alts moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Romano. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Allison strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.